Brilliance Audio. Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Yellow Rose Beauty Shop by Carolyn Brown, performed by Laurel Merlington. To my editor, Kelly Martin, it's been said that people come into your path for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. I'm hoping you were in my path for all three. Chapter 1. If Nancy Baxter had known that she was turning loose a major shitstorm, she would never have put Stella's name on the prayer list down at the church in Cadillac, Texas. But she hadn't had the benefit of hindsight that hot southern night, and she really did want Stella to get married. So when Heather, the president of the Prayer Angels, asked if anyone wanted to add a name to the list, Nancy had spoken right up and said, "Pray for my daughter. She needs a husband." The angels took their spirituality seriously, so the praying began in earnest, and before they were done, God had been petitioned by a dozen women to send a husband to Cadillac and to earmark him special for Stella Baxter. No one dared to ask why she needed a husband, but they did have their ideas, which turned into juicy gossip by the next morning. Stella hummed a song from a Pistol Annie's CD when she opened the door to her beauty shop, The Yellow Rose, that Friday morning. She set the control to the air conditioner back a few notches and swept up a few dead crickets from the waiting area in the front part of the shop. Hair dryers heated up the small room, though customers liked to be cool. If it was this hot the day before the official first day of summer, then by the end of July it would be even hotter than the famous jalapeno peppers they grew in Cadillac, Texas. The Yellow Rose Beauty Shop had started out 50 years before as a small clothing store, so it had a big display window in the front. It had taken lots of planning when they were designing the shop, but they'd finally decided to use yellow carpet in the display area and put a white cast-iron bistro set in it. A mason jar with three yellow silk roses and Queen Anne's lace sat in the middle of the table. They'd left a wide expanse of floor open from the front to the three styling stations at the back. Covered in light brown tile that shone like glass, it was easy to clean. A soft leather sofa, the color of freshly churned butter on one side with a coffee table in front of it, took up space on one wall, and a glass-topped table with four chairs around it was across the area on the other wall. Hairstyling magazines were scattered on both tables. Stella stopped long enough to arrange them before she went on back to her station. To the right of the styling station...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?